Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going out for dinner later, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're going to a nice Italian restaurant. Other Italian restaurants are available. It's not called the Italian restaurant where we're going. It's called something else. It's got a name.
Yeah.
But no,
we won't name it.
We don't do names on this show, but there are others available.
Yeah, just to cover
all the bases. Yeah. So are you going to have a pizza? Are you going to have a bit of pasta?
I don't know.
Or are you going to have a steak?
I think I'll have a pizza, I think.
You're going to pizza it up?
A pizza.
Oh.
What are you going to have for dinner?
We're
going to decide later.
A salad.
Yeah, it's probably wise. What? I mean, a salad, yeah.
Yeah, nice. A nice... yeah, I'm not fooling anybody.
No. And then we're going to go see a film.
And then we're going to watch a wonderful film, which is...
Once Upon a Time... What's it called?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Ah, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's latest masterpiece. I've heard it's very good. I've heard good things.
Yeah, no, I've heard good things.
So we'll be able to hold on to each other as it goes along and, you know, do the old arm stretch when the time's right.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, make out for a little bit.
What? Oh god.
Oh god. No. Let's end this bit.
Right, I think this is enough chit chat. We shall now begin the show.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Well, we are live on air once again. It's the That's Life team here of Dave and Tom. It's been quite a while since we've recorded one of these again. We're not very good at this.
It's been so long.
I think yeah.
Well, we have done F1 podcasts
few and far.
We've done a few
between.
Of those.
Yeah, we're experimenting, but we decided it's time to sit down and crack out a normal show for you to enjoy.
A proper That's Life podcast.
As you all come to know and love. So how are you, how are you, Tom?
I'm good, yeah.
You're good?
I can't complain.
Can't complain.
And you? Are you well?
Well, I suppose as much as one can hope to be well.
So the last time we did a show was pretty much at the start of the year, and it's now September.
So 9 months.
It's pretty much, yeah. The end of Jan was the last one. The last, In fact, the last show was the New Year's show.
I mean, that's just appalling.
Yeah.
Really?
How's that happened? What's happened?
Well, what has happened? A lot of stuff has happened in that time, both in our little lives we lead and the grand scheme of things. I suppose we should give a quick first off, just start with a shout out to Mark, who is a honorary member of That's Life. He now is a daddy.
Father is the word.
He's become a daddy.
Yes.
So congratulations to Mark
and his girlfriend and his new baby.
And
who are well.
We look forward to meeting them soon. So that's a little shout out.
Yes.
So we're working. So what's happened in the world in the last 9 months? It's a bit weird. It's a bit wonderful.
We should just go back. Hold on.
Oh, we're going back. Hold on.
Going back to Mark's baby.
Mark's baby.
Because the baby was born on the same day as Dat's Life was born.
Oh, that's
5 years.
Oh, we should have mentioned.
Yeah, we should have mentioned this.
We should have run into
I think it's
first.
A sign that Mark is such a big fan that he arranged his baby to be born on the on basically what we like to call Dat's Life Day.
Yeah, that's like that exactly.
Thanks, Mark. Really means a lot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, what more bigger gift could one get than yeah. arrange the date birth of your child to be
Dat's Life Day.
On Dat's Life Day. So, wow, just well done. Big props. No one can top that.
I know. That's as cool as it gets, I think.
Exactly. So this show really should be dedicated to the new Mark.
Mark Jr. we'll call him. So we in the last few days, as we just sort of talked about, Dat's Life became 5 years old, like 5 years since the first show. We've had some good times.
That's quite
some bad times.
There's quite a milestone in the show that we've kept it going, that we kept it trickling along, I think.
Yeah.
Last few years.
The shows have become less and less, though, as our lives have become more and more fulfilling.
As it's gone on. So the big news, well, one of the biggest news of the year so far really is that Prime Minister Theresa May has been replaced.
Yeah. So this is since the last show.
It's the last show by another Prime Minister. They tend to do that. They replace each other. So we're currently living under the age of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. I can't believe I even said those words, yeah. but that is the case.
So a big chunk of the world is led by Trump and Johnson.
It appears to be the case.
Yeah, that's scary, isn't it?
It's an eye opening. I think.
Do you think if I'd said that to you 5 years ago? We'd have just been like, it will never happen.
My first question would be, who's Donald Trump?
Yeah.
And everyone would be Boris Johnson, really.
Yeah.
But it's happened. It's somehow the roads have led to where we are today, and Boris Johnson is doing a fabulous job in Parliament, because everything he's tried to do, they've all blocked it. I can't think why. So Brexit's not sorted. It's still a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
I actually sent an email to Let's Talk Brexit in Jersey. Actually, I had a question. I sent them a question.
What did you say?
I asked them, what are they looking into, how supply lines would be affected in the event of a No Deal Brexit and everything? Because what amazed me.
You mean in Jersey?
In Jersey.
I think they probably have. Yes.
Well, indeed, but you know,
I mean, suddenly they get this from you, and they're like, "Guys, we never even thought to the effects of Brexit and like the food and this. We're all gonna die."
Thank God
for Dave, like, reminding us.
Like. Well, you can just imagine it, couldn't you? They're like, oh, wait, we need to do something. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this guy's got a point.
No, because it just amazed me to learn that 90% of all our food exports in Jersey comes through the UK, even though some of it comes from the EU countries anyway, when we're closer to France. But, you know, that's the way it is, whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently they're on top. Apparently they're on top of it. So who knows?
Good.
Are you going to be stockpiling for Brexit Day?
Brexit Day, yeah. I'll just buy some
toilet roll.
Toilet roll. We've already got some toilet rolls, but we'll get some
guess,
more.
Get some more. Get some more.
Yeah, just like foods that will last, like
lots of beans.
Pasta. And tins of beans and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of beans. That's what I'm gonna be. That's what I'm gonna do. That'll be probably very prudent.
Yeah, prunes. Get some prunes.
So at time of recording, they're saying that they're going to maybe take us out of the EU on the end of October, which coincidentally is when my contract runs out, my current job. So we'll say that later. But who knows what's going to happen? They certainly don't know, and neither does the EU. So good fun. So it's an interesting, weird times. We're living in weird times.
Just got to hope it all works itself out somehow.
Because we don't have a say now.
No. anyway, so what else has gone on this year?
There's a royal baby.
Prince Harry became a dad, and Meghan Markle. Princess Meghan? What do you say?
She's a duchess, isn't she?
Duchess. Ah.
Because his real name's Henry, yeah, he's not Harry.
Oh, yeah. And they had a baby. Nice little bit of news. We won the Cricket World Cup for the first time.
Against the great nation of, was it New Zealand?
Yes, yeah, beat New Zealand by a... In fact, it was tied the entire way. They drew the whole thing, but because the super over, they went first. They both had the same amount of runs, but because they went first, they won.
Very tight. Interesting rule. It was nice to see New Zealand do well as well. That's fair to say. I read a story about a family from India, I think, and they drove from India to England to watch the matches, which is quite a feat, I'd say.
And then they watched their team not win, I suppose.
Well, they made a family holiday of it.
Yeah.
You drive that long. Nice. Do you want to take a guess how long it would take to drive from India to the UK?
Oh God, it's got to be about a week or something, is it?
Let's find out. Hang on.
You don't actually know. Oh, I thought you were prepared.
Bangalore. Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot. I apologize. I can't tell you.
Disgusting.
Because Google doesn't know.
What? How far is it? How far is it in miles?
It is 9,637 kilometres.
Okay, in miles?
Oh, hold on. 6,000 miles.
This is quite tangent.
Apparently it will take 1,911 hours to walk.
Okay. Okay, well, there you go.
So a long time.
That's a tangent there.
That's a long road trip, whichever way you cut it. Or you could take a flight that takes 10 hours.
Yeah, but they drove.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's bring it back on topic.
I'm Googling it.
Oh,
50 days.
50 days to drive?
Apparently.
Okay. Wow. That is a lot more than a week that I said.
That's the first answer says 50 days. Okay, so there we go. That's how long it took them. And back again, I guess.
So that trip for them is pretty much a third of their year, if it took them that long to drive there, and assuming they drove back again.
Yeah. Well, indeed, yeah.
And then the month of the actual cricket.
The poor car. That must have really pushed it. Anyway.
Anyway, what else happened this year since the last show? Since the last show?
Well, Australia won the Ashes.
Oh, they haven't won them yet. They've retained them. But basically they've won.
I see. Right, okay. Ben Stokes has become a legend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's probably going to win sports personality.
Yeah, but not Alex Albon.
Is he British?
He was born in London.
British Thai, isn't he a Thai Brit or something? I don't know. But yeah.
But I think Lando Norris should win it personally. I think he's such a cool dude. But anyway.
He's a dude, yeah, he's great.
He's 11 years younger than us, eh?
That's depressing.
Just terrible. Do you reckon we could at this at him and he might reply? Because he'd be down for something like this.
Do you think so? Do you think he'd come on the show?
He probably would.
I somehow think he probably wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know. He's down for like engaging with the fans and making up the maymays and all this other stuff. So
the what? What are you saying? Engaging with the maymays? Did you say? What does that even mean?
No, just.
I just don't know, Dave. I just don't know. I don't know you anymore,
man. I just don't know who you are anymore, man. Oh, you need to get down with the kids, mate.
That's weird in itself.
You need to re-engage with
30, Dave. You're 30.
You need to re-engage with your teenage years. I'm still 21 in my head.
Yeah, but the 21-year-olds can see that you're 30. They're not going to be like, oh, this guy is cool. Gonna go, this guy's 30.
It's got such a swanky haircut.
Yeah.
I think Mark aged quite a bit recently.
Really? Oh, with the baby coming.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to.
Yeah. Anyway, right.
This is great.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm pretty famous. You're listening to That's Life. I was on there once.
There was that building that burnt down in France.
Ah, the Notre Dame?
Notre Dame Cathedral. Thank you for correcting.
It didn't entirely burn down. Though,
well, some bits burnt down.
Quite a lot of it did.
The roof
very
did.
Very sad.
The roof did. It was awful. I've been there. I've seen it. I've been inside it. Have you been there?
No, I haven't. No.
We went there a few years ago.
That was very sad.
It was sad. It was sad, actually. And the world's millionaires came together in holy matrimony to support the cathedral to rebuild it. But of course, we probably should mention about the wildfires in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will be sorted because we kind of need the Amazon. Funnily enough, I know on the show, obviously we mess about a lot, we joke about it a lot, but on this occasion, no, seriously, we need the Amazon's kind of important. Let's keep it.
Why did you laugh when you said that?
Because I'm saying something serious, and we never say serious stuff on the show.
Oh, so that's funny.
That was the funny side of it.
Oh. There's nothing funny about it. That's why I was like, why is he laughing?
We're going to... Our children and our children's children depend on us. Anyway, back on track. So,
you know, there are some things that when you talk, you sound like your brother. Just then, you sounded just like your brother.
Ooh, that's scary.
Your children and your children's children?
yeah, something he would say. Yeah.
But you just the way you said it was just like him. Anyway.
Whew, that's terrible.
No, it's nice. Anyway. Okay, so that's what's been going on in the world. What about in mine and your lives, Dave?
Oh, well, it's been a very interesting couple of
What's months. Changed since the start of the year?
Well, since the start of the year, Tom, I left the job I was in and now I've got another job.
Oh.
I know, isn't it terrible? I left because they couldn't find me any work and were bloody useless. So now I'm working as a contractor, and it's great. I'm having a great time.
But we should say, when you left that first job, you had a big gap of no job.
I had no job, yes.
Was it 11 weeks, something like that?
It was awful. It was an awful time. Yeah, I left the job about mid-March and then didn't pick up this new job until end of May. That is quite a long time.
Yeah, it's 10 weeks, I think, I seem to remember.
That's a lot. Hell of a long time. Yeah. I had a wonderful time, though, you know, not doing anything all days.
Yeah, just applying for jobs and stuff. And...
Yeah. And thinking about life and thinking about, oh, we could go on a road trip and stuff like this. A lot of time to think and to analyze things. It was great. And you since January have you done much?
Well, I've still got my new... I've still got my job.
Your new job. I've still got my new job.
No, I've still got my old, same old current job, which is still great. I'm still enjoying it. But my big news is that I moved flats, Dave.
Did you? Whoa.
Yeah, I did. I moved.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, no, you have. Yeah.
I have. I saw it there. It was. It's great. It's like my flat that I'm going to be leaving soon.
Yeah, just like that, really.
Yeah, it's nice, but you're in a nicer area.
Yeah, it's a nice little, it's quite quiet, and it's the view that I can see now. I can see trees and blue sky in the distance. I can see a castle, Dave.
Yes.
I can see the castle.
You can see the castle from there. Oh, that's quite nice.
Well, I can see it from the door, like up from where I'm sitting. But if I was to go on the little balcony we've got, then I could see it.
You've got a balcony. Oh, you're very Ponce now.
Yeah. Oh, what? No. Well, it is actually. Yeah. So in the garage, there's a Porsche, and there's a Merc.
Yeah.
And there's this proper beefy big black thing. I don't even know what it is, but it like, one day I was in the storerooms that we've got down there, and like I heard like a rumble from the ground. It was like. And then it was this blimmin' car. It was everything was shaking. It was like, bloody hell.
God.
It's like a monster. But it's great. It looks amazing.
I bet. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
But that's like the standard. And I've still got what have I got? Z-Tech. Ford Z-Tech.
Well, it works. Yeah. It works. You know, you're working towards the Porsche. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So our lives are progressing.
Yeah, progressing in the right ways. You're looking for a new flat.
Yes, so currently. We're looking for a flat. Went to see a flat yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure people are very excited to hear this. Yes, it was great. Thanks. We quite liked it. Maybe it was a bit on the expensive side, but I'm going to see if they might accept a lower offer and see what happens. Because that's what people do, isn't it?
Yeah. So have you put a bid in then? Have you gone in for it?
No. Well, we saw it late on Friday. So they're not going to be open again until the Monday. So we're going to talk about it later.
Might have people today. They might have people. That's common to go on a Saturday.
She said Monday they were back open, the lady. So I don't know.
Okay.
Unless she was lying to me, I hope not. So I've got her name and number.
Okay, just get on it quick.
We'll show you the photos we took tonight, and then you can help us.
Oh, yeah.
Make a decision.
Because we're going for a meal together. That'd be nice.
We are. Yeah, that would be nice. That could be the main talking point of our evening.
Oh, great! Lovely.
Lovely. So I think it's been a few minutes now. Should we put some music on?
Oh, yes, Dave. What a great shout. So, for the fan, we have something called TMM, which is...
What's that?
Basically a song. So what I've done, Dave, is I... Just so you know what I've done.
What have you done?
Then you wouldn't know what I've done if I don't tell you what I've done. So what I've done was I wrote a song on the spot... And then recorded me like singing the song as I wrote it, as I recorded it, all in one go.
Whoa. So this is improv?
Yeah. So does that make sense? So I just started playing some chords and then started to make up words and sing along, and that's the song.
Okay. Sounds. This is some new age stuff right
here.
I'm trying to avoid swearing and saying.
And I swear to... I swear down that it was my first take, that this is the first take.
Well, you're big enough.
I didn't plan this, I didn't prepare, I just turned it on, started playing and singing, and this is what happened. Hello, Dave and Tom. This is Past Tom speaking. I'm going to try something that I have never tried before, and I'm going to write a song on spot. As I record and see what I come up with. It could well be terrible, but it could be amazing. Let's not judge yet. Here goes. Oh, great show, by the way. Yeah. Just gonna start with the same four chords and just start singing words as they come into my head. I'll just keep singing words as they come into my head. Time for a chord change, hope I stay in tune. So far so good, here's the tip, something that rhymes with you. Just keep singing, and I don't know what's coming next, so I'll keep singing, and just hope the words will come into my head. Just hope that the words keep coming. Listening back to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you hear how the end of it went a bit funny?
Yeah, I did hear that. Was that
So I'd written like twice as long as that, but it after that point it went all weird. So.
Oh, right. Oh, strange. Oh, strange. Unfortunate. Well, that was very unique.
Yeah, so the obviously like the singing's not as loud as the guitar, so could you hear all the words?
I could hear the words, I could hear the words, but ideally it'd be a little more clearer, I think, but
yeah,
I did enjoy that for what it was, a little experiment there. What inspired you to do this?
I don't know, I just if I record one of my songs, like I want it to be perfect, like and you never get it first time, and a song is like 3.5 minutes long, say. So yeah. If you're doing it like 2 or 3 times and you need to like just change little bits, it just takes forever to do. So that was like a minute done.
Yeah.
And I just thought like I might write something really cool. Or it might be really bad and it'd be funny.
Are you going to continue with something like that, or are you going to do it more traditional?
I don't know. Do you think I should do another one like that?
I think you should expand on it.
Yeah.
I think you should experiment. Do something that you could add some more, add some different chord changes in there. Maybe add a viola or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Do you know any viola players?
I could. Well, why don't we do a shout out?
Okay. If you play the viola.
What's a viola?
A violin, but like smaller and slightly different.
Ah, okay. Like a ukulele.
No, it's kind of the same as a violin.
Right.
But it's slightly different, and because of the way it's different, it makes it smaller.
I see.
But it's still a stringed instrument you hold with a bow and all that.
Oh, well, there we go. So if you're a holder of a viola, please get in touch. Send us through some violas. I don't know, some sounds.
Violas.com?
Violas, yeah. We could incorporate that into some more beautiful music for you.
So what you're saying is I should continue with that song you just heard?
Yeah.
Or write a new song?
Oh, Well, no, because the idea of it is being spontaneous, isn't it? So you need
to do
something spontaneously, but expand on it, do something, mix it up some more, and see where you end up.
I think in some ways the song is, it kind of is a story of the show itself, because we don't know what's coming next.
You're getting rather deep.
We just make up the words as we go along.
You're going quite deep with this.
And hope it's all right. Well, it's judo, isn't it? Like, we tangent off and do funny things.
That's good. Well, thank you, Tom.
Are you going to be doing a DMM next time?
A DMM?
Dave's musical moment.
I'll come back to you.
I
could do some spoons.
Ah, yeah. Well, I was going to learn the spoons.
You did. You didn't take that one off your list.
I did start. I did get the spoons out and learn how to hold them and to click them and all that. So
I was going to ask what percentage did you complete your 30 before 30 list? Because I know that was a big part of big part of last year's
30 by 30 was. Well, I completed about 7 or 8, I think. But quite a lot of them I did sort of partly. So like the spoons, I did learn how to hold the spoons and I did play them a little bit, but I didn't actually do... It was just like one time.
Yeah.
I didn't come back to it.
Complete.
Perhaps 10, perhaps a third or something.
A third. Well, that's roughly. That's all right. That's fine. You've got plenty of time to do... You're 40 before 40, anyway.
Yeah, that's if I do one. Are you going to do something like that?
Maybe. We'll see where life ends up. Not to get diabetes. There we go. There's one.
Good one. Yeah. Nice.
We could do like our unresolutions, do stuff that we're not going to do.
Yeah.
So we'll not be doing skydiving.
Yeah. And I'm not going to have a sex change.
Well, what if you had a sex change and then changed back?
Oh, I see. okay, well, you know, it's one... That's one to think about.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom. One microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
So, Tom, there's an article I found here. One of the inspirations.
Hold on, what are you saying? That was just jumble.
No. So this is leading into the next section.
I'll
keep hitting. I need to leave this right. So yeah. one of the
an
one
action.
Of the, one of the aspects of the show we'd like to improve upon is talking about current events that have happened on the day of recording. And in the spirit of that, Tom, I found an article here. So have you ever seen or watched or heard of a show called Naked Attraction?
Oh, yeah. I've watched about half of one of them. just to see what it was like.
Just to see what it's about. Yeah.
Never again, really.
Did you get the gist from that viewing?
Oh, yeah, I get, yeah. It's pretty clear what it's about. Yeah, because you're a fan of the show, right?
Oh, massive fan!
Yeah,
it's so good. You know, if you ever want to laugh, if you ever feel,
do you think you'll go on it one?
You're feeling
one day.
Well, this is going to be well. So the article I've got here the question asks is, can Naked Attraction's balls out attitude be a force for good? is the question. Okay. And what is your thoughts on this whole? Yes, on this whole on this oddly wholesome show.
Well, it's terrible.
Oh, so you just hated it.
Well, it's just so for those who've not seen this show.
If I was 15, this would be the best thing.
Yeah, but not for the wrong reasons. If you know what I mean. You know. Yeah, true. I mean, if we were teenage boys, we'd be like,
dude, did you see
that girl? Whoa, she was nice. Anyway. So for those who haven't seen it, someone comes out.
Yeah, we should explain.
So, yeah, which is on. What I'm doing.
Go on. Yeah, carry on. This is great.
Which is what I was doing until you stopped me to tell me that I should explain. Anyway.
Well, carry on then.
I'm carrying on. Where was I? Okay. So they have someone on the show, and then they bring out like five men or five women.
Not necessarily.
Oh no! Sometimes it's six, isn't it? And sometimes it's men, and some it's both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on your type,
if you
like men or women or both.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a chair.
Yep. And
or a car or a bicycle, whatever you're into, you know, and you choose what you want to have a date with.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave's gone a bit too far with that one, but it could be you could be romantically interested in tables or cars. I'm sure it happens.
some people, yeah.
Okay, so they bring out these people, right? And they basically get naked. Oh no, they aren't naked.
No, they're naked to begin with. They're in tubes.
Yeah, and then they just look at so they start with like the bottom half. Where they look at like the vagina or the penis.
What?
The other side. And then they go up to the top and look at the breasts. And they basically don't see their face until the end, I think.
Is that how
it works?
That's right.
It's the last thing they see is their
face. The face is the last reveal. Well, no, the voice is the last reveal.
Oh, yeah. And it just basically judges them entirely on how they look.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely terrible. And then most of the dates go really, really, really badly. It's funny that. It's almost like judging people on their looks doesn't really work.
Yeah, weird that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
But it's just like, it's really odd. Like they'll be there and there'll be like a guy with his, you know, his dong out.
Yeah.
And they're going like, oh, it's a good sort of good size, a good length.
Good girth.
The shaved part.
Good girth.
It's just like, what the hell?
Yeah,
what the hell is going on?
It's a bit odd. It's a very odd show, but no one should watch it because it is terrible. But the way they go about analysing the people's various anatomies and judging them, it is terrible. Actually, it's Brexit.
Yeah.
It's Brexit Britain. in a nutshell, I don't really think there's any. Is it a force for good?
I don't know.
Not really.
I see why they've done it, because it's so surprising and so different. That the fact that we're talking about it now says a lot.
Oh, exactly. It's had the desired effect, hasn't it? So I guess the bottom question is, if you were so desperate, would you go on it? I don't think I could. I don't think I could degrade myself to that level.
No, and then what if, like, in years' time, you have kids and stuff, and they see you on...
Daddy, were you on this show?
I mean, you've got to be paid a lot to go on that show, unless you really want to show the world your naked body.
I mean, I've seen a guy on it twice.
Oh, God. So you've watched it more than once?
I will, yeah.
Oh, so you're the reason why it's still going? Because
must be
because you're still watching.
It's a weird one. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
Oh, Dave.
Not that
so
you get
what
much.
You're saying is that you quite like it, really.
It appeals to the.
It appeals to you. Just say it, Dave. It's okay. Just say it. Admit it. You're a terrible person.
I'm a terrible person. And yeah. I should hang my head in shame for what for watching such a disgusting program on Channel 4 that is on every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
I think this is worse than your S Club
fetish.
I found that weird, but yeah, this is a new level now, Dave.
We've reached another. Well, yeah, there we go. We learn more about each other as we grow older.
Brilliant.
No, so it's a bit weird. So that was my
yeah.
So that
but was you still off, like it. You still watch it.
Well, it depends. So that was my off the cuff. This is what's on today's news.
Excellent.
Oh, this is an interesting one. The 100 best films of the 21st century.
Oh, let's know. That's another day. Another day.
No, hold on.
Another show.
No, you'll never guess what's number 100.
Go on.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Really?
So it's straight in at number 100.
Wow. It must be good.
It must be the best film in the world. And number one.
Can you just go to the best film? What's the best one? Number one.
Yeah. Number one is There Will Be Blood.
What?
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that. The best film in the 21st century we've never heard of.
2007.
What's it called?
There Will Be Blood.
Who's in it? I've never heard of it. But I bet it's a real deep and heartfelt film and stuff. What's the first one you know? What's the highest one you know?
The highest one I know is the one that film I've seen is Boyhood from 2014, and that's at number 3. I don't think it was that good.
Great. I'm not sure this list is that good.
Team America, World Police at number 10. Yeah, this is rubbish.
Oh, great film. Yeah, that says it all. This list is b****s. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, bad word.
I'll bleep it out.
Marvellous.
So are we going to end with poetry, Dave?
Oh, is it time for a bit of a poetry corner?
Because I think you wanted to
do something different.
So perhaps we could end with it. That'd be a nice way to end.
So as you leave us, in this wonderful show of That's Life, I'm gonna recite a poem called "The Road Not Taken," and this was written by Robert Frost.
Okay, but shall we finish the show and then you can end with it? Would that be a nice way to end?
Oh, I thought this was the end.
Well, I mean, we'll just
okay. So we said.
So let's just say so goodbye, Dave. It's been nice.
We've learned something new about each other.
Yeah, we had some good chats and some not so good chats, but some good ones.
But no, it's nice to be back behind the microphone. I don't even actually have a microphone. I just use the microphone in my webcam. But it's nice.
Yeah, I used the one on my laptop.
Yeah, exactly. We don't even have microphones. But anyway, it's nice to. Yeah. It's good to talk. It's good to talk.
Good to talk. We'll be back soon, right?
We won't be another 9 months hiatus between the next one. Why don't we do another one tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow?
Oh. Just to make up for the...
Tomorrow. Could do tomorrow. I'm revising tomorrow.
I don't know what we'll talk about. But
isn't Kerry off work
tomorrow? She is, yes. Yeah, she is.
So you're going to want to do something with her, are you not?
Well, probably. But it's an excuse not
to. I'd rather do a podcast.
It's much more fun. But anyway, thank you for listening to the show. We hope you have enjoyed, and we'll be back into normal rhythm again soon.
Yes, thanks for being here. Thanks for
and
having us in
of the show
in your ears.
And now, goodbye.
See you soon. Bye bye bye.
Bye. And now some poetry. The road.
So we're
going to
finish off with a poem.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm sorry. Okay. And we're going to finish with a poem. Thanks for tuning in to That Time. See you next time. Bye-bye. Go, Dave. Action.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveller, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that
you're right.
And
focus.
And both that morning equally lay in leaves not step had trodden back. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way lead on to way.
Is that it?
No.
Are you trying to compose yourself? Quite a lot of these words don't seem to go together very well.
I doubt it.
I think this guy should have got someone to reread it before he sent it out for the world. Really, doesn't make sense.
Stop ruining my poem.
Sorry, go on.
I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. Well?
I was at it now. It's finished.
That's yes,
it's very good.
There, thank you. Thanks.
I didn't really understand most of it, but I'm sure the fan would have enjoyed it.
Do you want me to tell you the meaning?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
The poem deals with the big noble question of how to make a difference in the world. On first reading, it tells us that the choice makes one really doesn't really matter. Ending, it took the one less travelled by. Nah, that's fine. Anyway.
Just forget it. Just end it. End it now.
Hope you've enjoyed. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Art text and deleted scenes. Oh, I've got. Can I start? I've got a thing.
Yeah. If you've got a thing, then start.
Okay, I'll try it. Okay. Hi, this is That's Life. This is Tom who's speaking now, and the person about to speak is Dave.
Oh, is that my cue?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Hi. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hello. That was my idea. That was it. Perhaps you should just do the intro.
I thought maybe there was a thing. Well, we're in. We are live on air once again. It's the That's Life team here of Dave and Tom. Oh God! So this is going off on a different side now, but we had a name for this show again. What was it?
Oh, yes, it was
unintended. Was it? No.
Relatively.
Oh.
Unmolested.
Oh, that was. Yeah, that. What was that from again?
Relatively unmolested.
Where, oh, that was in was the. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was
the plane.
That was in the book. It was relatively.
Yeah, the plane book. Yeah.
The aircraft was relatively unmolested. So there we go.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant.
Use
of words.
That's a sentence I never thought I would say.
Yeah.
Ever in my life.
And now we are going to claim it and take it onwards.
Right. So
okay. Let's get back on track.
So I was going to say add a little break in here. Add one of the breaks just here. It's perfect. Perfect.
Just here, yeah, a little. Thanks,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Thanks.
Future Tom, just add a thing.
Add a little thing, yeah, like Dave said, yeah.
That's Life podcast is part of Brit Pod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritPodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Hold up. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.